Good morning. Next up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're going to talk rodeo. The National Junior High Finals Rodeo is coming to Huron. In fact, prep is already underway out at the fairgrounds and at the grandstand. The rodeo starts a week from tomorrow and will finish up 2 weeks from today. That's June 24th through the 30th. Austin White is with the National High School Rodeo Association, which oversees the event. The event here in Huron for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders from across the country, from across Canada. This year, Mexico is a new addition to the competitors, and I believe even Australia and New Zealand will be sending competitors to Huron as well. So, Austin, first off, let's just talk some of the simple figures here. There's going to be a lot of kids participating, a lot of kids competing. Where are we at on numbers on who's going to be out there on the fairgrounds at the grandstand?
We've got 1,026 contestants coming from basically 50 states, 5 Canadian provinces, Australia, and Mexico. And they'll start arriving here Thursday. They're bringing approximately 1,400 horses with them to compete on. And they'll occupy over 1,000 campsites. So we're excited to get them here. I know they're excited to come. Combined as a group, when you look at all their state and provincial rodeos, they've gone to 1,800 qualifying rodeos to qualify for this event. So this is the top 4 contestants in each event from their state. You know, some kids will have qualified in multiple events, so we're looking at around 1,800 total entries into the rodeo. Some kids just have qualified in maybe 2 or 3 events.
Now, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade boys and girls, right?
Correct. So this is the junior high division, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. We actually run about 60% female, which surprises people when you look at the event mix and the membership numbers. So they're good. Some of these kids have been going to jackpot ropings and winning, and we've had kids come in here before that it surprises a lot of people just how good a horseman these kids are.
And another thing that I just thought, you call it the National Junior High Finals Rodeo, you're international.
That's correct. In the last 7 or 8 years, we've expanded into both Australia and then Mexico this year. We've been in Canada for quite a while, so all the awards say world champion, but the association has been in existence basically since 1949. And it was National High School Rodeo, so we've kind of kept that branding, but it is a bit of a misnomer these days, and we think in the next couple years we'll probably be in Brazil as well.
Well, let's just talk about the rodeos themselves. Once you start there on the 24th, it's 2 a day, I believe, 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock, if I remember the times right, and what are we going to see during those?
So there's 2 arenas being built currently on the grandstand, in front of the grandstands. There'll be a timed event arena and a rough stock arena. They will run at the exact same time. You can sit in one seat and see both. And so you're going to see the typical rodeo events. And then with the junior high kids, we do an event called shoot dogging, which teaches the kids how to bulldog. We'll see an event called ribbon roping, which is a co-ed event that helps with the roping skills for the kids. You're going to see the girls in pole bending. You're going to see, we have bull riding. We do a bareback and a saddle bronc steer riding as opposed to bronc riding at this age group. But you're going to see some really good skills and be able to watch it. If you're sitting in the grandstand, we'll have 2 20-foot-long jumbotrons that you can see the kid's name and instant replays and stats from, so it makes it easier to follow along.
Well, let's talk about putting this thing on, I guess. And first off, for as big as this event is, you come from an office of seven people, of which four of you are here.
Correct. We're lean and mean at our office. So between myself and our executive director, James Higginbotham, we've been to town probably a combined 25, 30 times in the last 2 years. And so while we do 1,800 qualifying rodeos to get ready for this that involves some paperwork, as you can imagine, this is this and our high school finals are the two most important projects of the year. So we look forward to it. It's what we work for all year. And especially these junior high kids, they're just so much fun. And, you know, they're going to come together with their peers for a week here in Huron. And in addition to rodeo, we have a very serious volleyball tournament that it gets very serious. They will have an area that of student entertainment that will have things like dueling mechanical bulls and dummy ropings and pool tables and kind of an arcade set up and stuff. So there's constantly stuff going on. We do a practice jackpot arena where they can rodeo during the middle of the day, and we ask the stock contractor to close that arena by midnight, but it oftentimes can be 1 or 2 in the morning by the time they get done. So it's just about 24 hours. And you know, the size of everything here is can be staggering when you start thinking about what it takes to put this on. For example, one thing that surprises people, we rent more golf carts for this event than any other event in the United States. There'll be more golf carts here than they rent for the U.S. Open, for NASCAR, for whatever it might be. And this event will have more stock than any other rodeo in the United States besides the high school finals, and more contestants. So while a Calgary or a Houston or Cheyenne Frontier Days may put more fans in the stands over the course of their event, none of them come close to us as far as contestants and stock.
And we're talking with Austin White. He's overseeing the National Junior High Finals Rodeo here in Huron. And give us a little bit of the background on this. This is one of the newer events, actually. Started about 15 years ago, and it is exactly what it seems like. It's the feeder system to go high school and then beyond.
Correct. So we started the junior high division 14 years ago, and did that because we saw a need to, these kids wanted a professional environment to go rodeo, and it's a feeder system for our own high school division, which is in turn a feeder system for the professional association. For example, the NFR this year, which is the Super Bowl of rodeo, it's in Las Vegas every December. There's 120 cowboys and cowgirls can qualify for that event, and this year 106 of those cowboys started with us. So we really truly are the feeder system for the professional association. That being said, while all these kids here would love to become professional athletes, the reality is that a very small percentage of them will. So it's all about education. We were founded by a high school superintendent in 1947, officially started rodeoing with other states in 1949. So this year will actually be our 70th high school finals. Scholarships. It's all about the scholarships. We require these kids to turn in grades just like they would to a high school for the football team or basketball team. And as an association, we'll give away about $1.9 million in scholarships this year. At this junior high event, it'll be about $350,000 in scholarships at this particular event in Huron. And that's in addition to the saddles and the buckles and all the other prizes that we'll give away.
Well, let's just kind of wrap it up with this talk again. Just kind of the schedule there starting June 24th, again, Sunday the 24th through Saturday the 30th, I believe, is the schedule. Talk a little bit about what happens there. And obviously, well, there's going to be a lot of moms, dads, grandpa and grandmas, brothers, sisters there. There's no reason not get a big crowd out there just with intense or casual rodeo fans.
Correct. It's, again, I think, you know, it's a fun event to watch. The kids, the skill level, it's pretty amazing. So starting Sunday night at 7 p.m., we'll have our first rodeo performance on the 24th. And then we do two a day, Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. And each performance will last 2 to 2.5 hours. And then the Saturday night performance, the last one, is the short go. So that's the top 20 contestants in each event. And at the end of that, we crown the world champions in each event. In addition to all the rodeo activity, we have a trade show that'll have 50 vendors in it. That's, you know, free to the public to come and walk through that trade show. So there's lots of rodeo activity. There's shopping opportunities. And you know, an opportunity to go through and, you know, see the fun other activities that they're doing, like we do the volleyball tournament, or we have practice and jackpot activities all day for the kids, and there's seating available to watch that. It's a fun event. Everybody that comes to see it is always impressed.
Again, that is Austin White. He's with the National High School Rodeo Association and overseeing the National Junior High Finals, which begin a week from tomorrow on the fairgrounds. People already starting to roll in. They'll be coming in earnest by the middle to late part of the next week, and a lot of visitors coming to town. We'll take a break here. Come back. Twins baseball coming up next on Dakota Sports, KOKK.